Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Geraldo Rivera is going to pop in to give us his take on Obamacare, the government shutdown, arming the Al-Qaeda rebels, all of it, in the next segment. Then I'll get into all the news I haven't gotten into, the news that's up on drudgereport.com, the new NSA info about death squads operating not just overseas but here in America. That would make the Nazis proud. And Dr. Jerome Corsi's with us for five more minutes. Who Really Killed Kennedy 50 Years Later? Just probably the best book I've ever read on the Kennedy assassination because it ties into everything else. And it's all the real info, too, because I'm quite a buff on the subject, obviously, hosting the show over 18 years. And this is something I would give people that were doubters. This will wake people up. Going back to Dr. Corsi, sir, in the 4 minutes we've got left, we're obviously in a historic moment. It's obviously very creepy what the bureaucrats and regulators are doing. What do you recommend everybody do to really turn the tide? And I think we have a chance to beat these people if we take action. But what is the lay of the battlefield right now?
Well, I think this, you know, we're coming up on a government shutdown. And a government shutdown, people should, you know, encourage the representatives in Congress, go ahead and shut the government down. You know, the government wants you to feel it's going to be so painful, everything so awful is going to happen, they want us to beg to keep the government open, not to shut it down, even at the pain of imposing Obamacare. It's another scare tactic to get the government over the final hurdle to where Obamacare cannot be defunded. This is a critical battle. People should be happy to see the battle going forward. You know, all the economic pain we're suffering from Obamacare, the part-time jobs, the wrecking of private insurance, the increased costs of medical care, these were intended by the people who wrote the legislation. That's the hard thing to get your mind around. It was intended to wreck private health care. It was intended to send people more into the arms of government dependency. And the only way we're going to break it is to tell the government, no, we won't do it. We're not going to accept more debt. You know, go back to John Kennedy. It's time to break up the CIA into 1,000 pieces. We should never have fought in Vietnam. It was a false flag from the beginning. We've got to break up the Federal Reserve like Jack Kennedy would have done, start printing our own money with the Treasury, and tell these banksters we're not going to put more power into this new world order lie.
You know, it seems like you've gotten more bold recently, Dr. Corsi. And I would say you're on fire. Is it because you sense that the quickening, the crossroads, the jump point, the event horizon is arriving?
Yeah, if we've got a government in place that is willing to do a false flag in Syria on chemical weapons, lying about it, in order to put us more in the hands of Al-Qaeda and jihadi mercenaries in Syria, if that's who our government wants us to fight with, if this final push is on with Obamacare, if we're now at $17 trillion and about not to be able to buy any more of our debt, the only thing left is for these New World Order people to run naked to the finish line. And they're going to try to scare people into doing this. They're going to try to create such a crisis, everybody's going to feel they're going to lose everything. The only way you lose everything is if you give this government more power. If the government's going to crash, let it crash. Let it, you know, if the bureaucrats, all million of them that are employed by us, go home and don't ever come back, I don't think anybody's going to really miss them. I'll be happy if they start with the IRS and keep them home permanently. And then how about, you know, what they'll do is they'll say, oh, you can't have the TSA. Yeah, well, while they have the TSA, make the airports more difficult. The NSA is going to be working overtime to listening to anybody who complains. Alex, we're at a critical point. And it's time now, when the Democrats are looking more and more like Republicans, let them all know that if they don't fight Obamacare, if they don't shut the government down, stop the spending, get rid of the Federal Reserve, that we're on to it. And otherwise, we wake up in the camps, and there is no alternative.
Wow.
Because that's where it's headed.
Thank you, Dr. Corsi. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanics. Life's getting better.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I remember being 12, 13 years old watching Geraldo Rivera on his investigative reports on everything from the vault of Al Capone or whatever it was to drug kingpins being arrested. He is literally a TV journalistic legend. And I also got arrested once protesting Geraldo. I wasn't really protesting Geraldo. I was protesting mainstream media. But you can't really call him mainstream media, but he's somebody that works in the mainstream media. He is a real original. And he joins us for just this segment today. I wanted to get him on about Syria, but a lot of other things have happened. The government shutdown, Obamacare, everything that's happening, nuclear Iran. Are these talks real where they say they want to work with the West? John Kerry seems to think so. But Geraldo, again, thank you for joining us. People can follow you on your Twitter at Geraldo Rivera. But first off, what about the state of the country and the world? Is my instinct wrong that people are more awake and getting more upset now than they have in our lifetimes?
Well, first of all, Alex, it's a pleasure being on, and you say I'm an original. So are you. It takes one to know one, so I'm pleased to be on your program today. Now, in terms of the state of the world, I think that in terms of domestic policy and Obamacare, ever since 2010, I think you really have a very motivated electorate. A lot of people are tuning in a way they haven't paying attention and getting into the detail of government in a way they haven't in a long time. I applaud that. On the big stage, the stuff with Iran and the nukes and Syria and the poison gas, you know, once in a while people pay attention, but I think generally speaking, you know, the feeling around most Americans, and I think this is what President Obama ran into, the roadblock he ran into when he wanted to bomb Syria. A lot of Americans just say, hey, you know, screw it. We've had, you know, over a decade of involvement in all these foreign adventures. We've bled, expended trillions of dollars, you know, lost too many lives. Let them sort it out themselves, Alan.
Shifting gears into just Obama in general, he promised so much and then has so under-delivered, even to his constituents. I think he's going to go down as one of the most hated presidents ever. And I'm sad because I really wanted race relations, you name it, to get better under Obama. And it seems like, the polls show it's gotten worse. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, Alex, as a former hard left, long-haired street lawyer, radical protester against the war and pro civil rights in the 60s, I have to say that the election of the first black president in our history was like a dream come true. It was like the fulfillment of something I had worked for and never thought I'd see it in my lifetime. So when he got elected, I can remember how emotional I was and how positive it was. But when you get down to it, you've got to govern, and I'm not, you know, part of it, I have no doubt, is the fact that the hard right in the Republican Party doesn't want him to succeed. I think that's part of it. But I think a lot of it is, you know, when I think back to the days of, Lyndon Johnson or even Bill Clinton, certainly Reagan, where you had people that were, you know, they had their idealism, they had their ideology, they had their ideas, but they were pragmatic enough to make things work. And I think that President Obama has been a terrible manager. And he's been, in terms of a divided government, he hasn't in any way reached out in a way he should. I think that a lot of what John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and other Republicans are doing now is really appalling. But I think Boehner is right, the Speaker is right, when he says the President will negotiate with the Iranians, but he won't negotiate with the Republicans. I lament that fact, and I can't disagree that as of right now, if history was going to freeze right now, he would be regarded at best as a mediocre president. Now,
Geraldo, I didn't get you on to talk about all the amazing things you've done, but it is interesting. And since I've got you here, before we get back into politics, out of the 170 awards for journalism, including prestigious Peabody Award, Emmys, national and local, and so many others. People forget you haven't just done the big sensational stories. You've broken so many big investigative journalistic reports and been threatened, been attacked. Out of everything you've done, what are you most proud of?
There's no doubt about it. I don't even hesitate. You know, I've been so many stories, thousands and thousands of stories. But the stories I did about the institutionalized, we used to call them mentally retarded, now they call them developmentally disabled. There's no doubt about it. Helping to close America's institutions for the retarded is definitely what I wish they would put on my tombstone instead of opening Al Capone's balls or sleeping with this one or that one. I'd love them to remember that we helped change the way the developmentally disabled are cared for in this country.
Yeah, that's why I brought that up, because I just kind of spurted out the Al Capone vault, and I bet you're sick of hearing about that. It's like, I'm sick of hearing I'm the guy with the bullhorn. That's like, oh, you're the guy with the bullhorn. It's like, no, I've done a couple other things other than a bullhorn. You know, so much is going on in the world right now. My issue with Obamacare is it was written by the insurance companies. Their stock has doubled in many cases, and it's going to be selectively basically enforced. A lot of people are exempt from it. I mean, I've got a big problem with Obamacare. Why do you think the American people have turned against it?
Because it's so complicated, because you're right about the insurance companies leading the way. I know that, you know, I got a half a dozen people work for me in various, in this thing on the boat in the backyard, my secretary, et cetera. And my health insurance for all those people has more than doubled in the last 2 years. And, you know, I can't think that it's not related to Obamacare, and it's been so badly explained. You know, I'm a socialist enough that I want everybody to be have access to health care, poor or rich. That old line, the rich should live and the poor should die. You know, I'm not for that. But I think when you turn something over to one industry, as opposed to another industry. They're going to do what's self-serving. You know, the bill seems, you know, incredibly complex. And why are they getting exemptions? And why is Congress not participating in the same kind of system as everybody else is? You know, I really think that it's a big, big, big bullock. But on the other hand, I don't like this government shutdown either. I think that it's not going to accomplish anything. They've made the point to shut down the government costs a couple hundred million every day, just like burning the money in your backyard. I appreciate drama, but not when it costs taxpayers money. And it just seems that Congress is, we talk about the president being mediocre. If Barack Obama's mediocre, the Congress is piss poor, if you get my drift.
Geraldo, I want to get into Iran and geopolitically where you think, because you're a smart guy. You've been in the Middle East, all over the place. You've been in Afghanistan. You've probably seen more combat as a journalism than even somebody like Oliver North, because every time there's a war going on, I turn it on and you're on television. I saw a report about 3-4 years ago where you were in Afghanistan with the Marines, where they admit that they're guarding the opium and helping basically produce it. And the argument is, well, this way Al-Qaeda won't get it. What do you make of being somebody that, you know, covered the drug war from the time it began under Reagan to now that it's on record that our own troops are guarding the opium?
Well, I think the big picture, you know, I've been covering the drug war since Nixon, you know, since 1970. We've spent well over $1 trillion. The drug war is an absolute failure, an absolute abject failure. And to throw people in jail, you know, 20 years for that, there are women in jail in upstate Bedford, New York. They've been in jail for 20 years because they carried an ounce of coke for their boyfriends and got busted because they got set up. And I think it's preposterous. I think that I'm very much of a libertarian when it comes to that. People have to sort that stuff out for themselves. I think it's just absolutely dreadful the way we have and the what you're speaking about in the Marines is absolutely, literally true. Our encampments were in the poppy fields. The harvesting of the crop happened right in front of us. And there I was with the brave Marines at that time in Helmand Province getting shot at, and they are effectively guarding the poppy fields. I think it's really a disaster. It's awful. You know, in the bigger picture, you know, we're exhausted after Afghanistan. Afghanistan, you know, we paid back the people who got us, and I'm all for revenge. I think that that was a good idea. Hanging in there now 13 years, 14 years, I mean, my goodness, when does that end? Iraq was an absolute, utter zero. It was for nothing. You know, and, you know, I debate with Eric Bowling on Fox all the time. Eric was accusing the Iranians of 9/11. The Iranians weren't in 9/11. The Iraqis weren't in 9/11. That was the Saudis, our dear friends, that were, you know, the 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis. I just think that you got to really be careful before you commit U.S. blood and treasure to these foreign affairs. You know, I'm sick of being in combat. You know, 12 times in Iraq, 12 times in Afghanistan, Somalia, every place in between. I'm all for you get the people that get us, you try to preserve world order, you guard the ships in the Horn of Africa, you keep commerce flowing. But to send a land army into any of these countries now, that's why I opposed President Obama when he wanted to bomb Syria because of the poison gas. You know, it's just not our job. What about the UN? I mean, does it stand for anything? Can it do anything? You know, I think the answer is obvious, Alex.
We've only got about 4 or 5 minutes left with you, Geraldo. I really appreciate you spending time joining us. You've got your syndicated radio show. You're doing the news show there on Fox. You've got so much, you know, other things that are going on. Let's talk about you and your life right now, what you're mainly focused on politically, but also personally, because folks obviously want to know a little bit about you and what you're doing currently. And then I want to finish up with geopolitically. How do you think this is going to end with Iran?
All right. In terms of me, you know, I do the Fox News stuff. I've kind of been an outlier, an oddball at Fox now going on 13 years. I went to Fox after the 9/11 attacks because I wanted to cover the war, and I think you're right. I think I've been in more combat situations than certainly any celebrity journalist. You know, it's been something I've been drawn to. I have a lot of pictures on my wall of me and GIs that have been killed since they took the picture with me. You know, Afghanistan, Iraq, it's awful. You know, I've watched them, you know, their families go through all the stress, and now they're coming home, and you know, I'm very, very much aware of and covering stories about how they have all the problems, the baggage from the war, suicide, and so forth. So I think we have to totally be involved with that. Yeah, I'm a father of five. I'm, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, where I go from here in life. You know, I've done so much. I want to stick it out. I've had a 43-year career. You know, it's everybody's got a Geraldo story. You have one. Everyone's got a story like that. In your case, it was being arrested on 48th Street and 6th Avenue. Perhaps more colorful than most, but there's been a lot of anecdotes, a lot of people whose lives I've touched one way or the other along the way. And, you know, it's sometimes I can be, you know, hardcore. I got scored the exclusive with the Iranian foreign minister Friday night. But on the other hand, the month before that, I took that nude selfie of myself. So I'm still got my freaky side, and, you know, I hope I always do. I want to be unpredictable. I'm a Republican, but I'm a pragmatist, and a lot of what the Democrats say, I prefer to what the Republicans say sometimes. So, you know, I think that the one thing, Alex, is after all this time having the advantage of, you know, that kind of one-name status, I get cut a lot of slack than a lot of other people. You, for instance, you get a lot more heat when you take a controversial position than I do these days, it seems.
Well, I do, and you're about to leave us, and I want to finish up with Iran, and your phone's breaking up just a bit there. But Geraldo Rivera joins us, legendary journalist, celebrity journalist, you name it. But unlike many celebrity journalists, there's a lot of hard reporting over the years. Even if you love him or hate him, you've got to admire the courage that he's had over the years. And he also got pretty mad. We're showing some video of that now. Whenever I was bullhorning his live broadcast, he gave me the middle finger. That's pretty funny. You don't see Geraldo.
I didn't give you the clenched fist, though. That's what I really wanted to do.
Oh, exactly. So what did you think when we showed up bullhorning you?
Well, first of all, it took me a while to figure out what the issue was. And then, then it was, 9/11 was an inside job, and I got that. And the anger, though, the level of anger was extraordinary. I mean, it was just, I was pissed off at you. You guys were pissed off at me. And there we were. We didn't, you know, if I had thought it through in retrospect, what I should have done is just invite one of you to come and tell me, you particularly, tell me what the beef was, you know, because once the substance of the issue became more known, I mean, it became a point where there's really some situations where you got to talk about the facts and circumstances.
Sure, you even later had me on your show to put out why I thought it was an inside job. When I say inside job, I mean they knew bare minimum. Even Bo Dietl agrees with that. You had on the show that day, and that it's, and they use it to take our liberties and to attack Iraq. And now look at Seymour Hersh coming out, the multi-time Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, saying the Bin Laden raid basically was fake, didn't happen. I've talked to the Navy SEALs who were involved. They say it was a lookalike they really killed. Whether that's correct or not, no one buys what this system's saying anymore. And I saw the press report on it a few weeks ago. They said when Geraldo Rivera and Alex Jones agree that the Syrians, thing is staged and that Al-Qaeda did it with the gas, you know Obama's in trouble. And so in closing, what do you think about funding and arming Al-Qaeda? And I get toppling Assad because he's buddies with Iran, but he's not starting wars and he's not Iran. So segue out of the gas and who was really behind that into Iran, Geraldo Rivera.
All right, let me say one thing first on the other big picture. Isn't it interesting that Alex Jones is right about the NSA and the Patriot Act and all those things that you were criticized for being paranoid and crazy about? And it turns out that the NSA is in our lunch, and they're using it to catch their girlfriends cheating or, bosses. You know, it's I think that you give yourself a pat on the back on that big issue. In terms of Syria and poison gas, I think that the best thing about it, I mean, if there's a best thing about something so horrible, is that you got the Russians engaged and you got the Iranians engaged in a way that neither of those two enemy, quote-unquote, powers have been engaged with the United States and with the West. And I think that's a good thing. And maybe, just maybe, we're talking joking about the United Nations and how little, it does, nothing it does. And, you know, maybe you have some kind of dialogue going on where you can actually see chemical weapons being collected and being destroyed. I think that would be a good thing for the world, Alex.
I agree with you. In closing, I hope that whenever you're breaking some big news, every once in a while we get you to pop in, and I enjoyed being on your show. I guess that was on Saturday a few weeks ago. And, of course, my audience follows Fox News. Most of them are libertarian or conservative, but a lot of them are classical liberals. But, again, plug your New York radio show because that's also syndicated. I know people listen to it over the web.
NBC Radio, thank you very much, Alex. And, yeah, let's don't be a stranger. We'll swap appearances. I appreciate it.
Let me just ask you this. At Geraldo Rivera is the place to follow you on Twitter. I'm at Real Alex Jones. Do you think, just your gut, because I think the Iranians are starting to get a little bit scared. They've put a guy that's not as hardline in. I hope for peace. I hope that Israel can work it out with them. But Netanyahu thinks it's fake. What does your gut tell you about Iran? Will we end up attacking them?
No. And let me tell you, 30 seconds. In 1988, my talk show was taken to air in the Soviet Union. Monday through Friday, the Geraldo Show aired in the old Soviet Union. I swear to God, shows like mine helped bring down the Soviet Union.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because the people in Russia looked at the washing machine commercials and the car commercials and the color TV commercials, and they wanted that stuff. The people of Iran want that stuff. These economic sanctions have destroyed the economy in Iran. If you look at the Persian people in Southern California, they own half of L.A. already. They are enterprising. They're very Western-oriented. If the mullahs and the ayatollahs don't give them that kind of freedom, then they're going to, you know, then the Iranian people will take care of them. I want to encourage that. I want to encourage, you know, Iran opening up, and, you know, that's the best way to keep Israel safe, I think, Alex.
By the way, that is one of your big accomplishments. I've actually seen it quoted in sociology text online at some of the prestigious universities that actually they do cite Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Levi's, and shows like Geraldo Rivera. I forgot you were one of the first shows to beam into there.
No, I was the first show. I was the first talk show from the United States on the air in the Soviet Union.
Man, talk about changing the world. Geraldo Rivera, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, Alex, good talking to you.
All right, folks, there goes Geraldo. That was a great live interview there with him. Glad to go on his show and glad to get him on our broadcast. What a character. You know, I tell you, people that you watched as a teenager, and then they're on your show. I mean, it's one thing to go on his show, but then he's on my show. I'm not even really starstruck. It's more just interesting. Because I could care less if he was some, you know, sitcom guy from the 80s that I didn't watch. It's just the fact that you're growing up and you never think you're going to know Jesse Ventura. Or you're growing up, you never think you're going to know Charlie Sheen. Or you're going to know Geraldo Rivera. And we found the low-res video online. It's actually in my film Truth Rising. That is one of my best films because it's cinema verite. It's not voiceovers. It's not graphics. It's not articles. It's real people. I think Truth Rising, it's probably our least selling film ever. That's really unfortunate. I mean, it's free online, too. It's only been seen like a couple million times. And people go, well, a couple of million? That's a lot. That's nothing, folks, compared to the other films. And I think it's my best film. It's cinema verite, and it's about activism and waking up. You can see it in high def. Geraldo getting really mad. He almost climbed down off the thing because it was an hour-long show, and it was live. And I just ruined the whole thing with 9/11's an inside job over it. And but, you know, he's an activist who was a lawyer in all these famous standoffs and stuff. So I think that's why he kind of liked it afterwards. A few months after I was on, they go, hey, he wants you on. Yeah, now he knows who you are, but he knew who you were, and he kind of likes what you're doing. Because the truth is, I don't want to get Geraldo in trouble. Behind the scenes, he knows exactly what's going on. He's a smart cat. He didn't say, don't tell anybody it's off record. I've just talked to him and a few of his people, you know, short here and there behind the scenes during breaks on live TV or other things. And he knows a lot. He knows a lot. But he knows how to get it on Fox News that the Marines are growing opium. He's like, wonderful, you're here growing opium. They just admit it all. And then he doesn't get in trouble. It just goes out on air. But we got Geraldo Rivera to talk about that. Folks, they load it on the C-130s. It comes into the air bases. And then when the cops catch your kids with it, they put them in the rape room, in the prison. Okay, the government is pure evil. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns.
How many?
Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're in the home stretch here. We've got about 25, 26 minutes of worldwide transmission left on this Monday, 30th day of September, 2013, worldwide broadcast. America is becoming totally and completely enslaved because we've learned to bow to government. We've learned to grovel to government. We've learned to act like just because someone's in a uniform, they're God. I was talking to different factory people that get FDA inspections, and did you know now the FDA inspectors actually wear naval uniforms? Naval khaki uniforms and called themselves by military rank. Every agency's arming against us. Every agent's on a power trip. And they're all there to shut down small companies and leave big globalists alone. It is a savage, criminal mafia shutting America down because the globalists own the factories in Mexico, India, and China. They've already got their slaves there, their suicide nets, their forced abortions, their mobile execution vans. And they want to force everything down to move it to what they own to transfer the wealth while impoverishing us. This is a total maximum effort criminal operation against America. I mean, I have seen stuff, some other news going on that I'm not at liberty to talk about at this point on a story we're working on that just, I mean, this, you read about the mining company out west, guys, pull that up, that had the EPA show up with armored vehicles and guys with machine guns. They are now going into regular factories for inspections with M4s and standing there for hours staring and messing with people where it's just like a regular, you know, normal inspection. I mean, government is just savage, lunatic mental patients, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute savage mental patients. The tyranny has begun. I mean, they are just crazy. And most of them aren't even real soldiers. They're just like bureaucrats in uniforms who literally hate the American people. And they believe this is their time to take over, nationalize the economy. I mean, God help this country. There it is, Fox News. Armed EPA raids Alaska, sheds light on 70 Fed agencies with armed divisions. Yeah, I was talking, it's weird, like the last week, and then I talked to people that know other companies. It's manufacturing. I mean, like, manufacturing bicycle chains, and you get SWAT teamed. Not that there's even a crime or a warrant. When they just come, they'll literally just stand there with a gun and go and get your and people's employees quit and freak out. And I mean, this country is gone, folks, if we don't wake up and turn this around right now. Texas police hit organic farm with massive SWAT raid. Yeah, it's like when they do inspections in L.A. of like farmers markets. They come with guns out and go, get out on the ground. There's people in there like buying squash and they're like, get on, get on, get on. I mean, it's all about you're our food. You are scum. We're going to get in your face. We're going to let you know we own you. They stake out the Amish for a year and a half. The guys are pulling up articles where I say this. So the guys have learned. I'm saying something, they can type it in, it comes up. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. And it's thousands of cases now where I can't even cover it anymore. They have these stakeouts. They used to do it about 6 months a year and a half. It's usually about in a year. They'll move in next to Amish. They'll pose as like, you know, hippies or whatever and go, please sell me milk. And it came out in court in one case. They're like, it's all right, brother. I'll just give you some milk. And they say they don't have a license or whatever. And finally, after a year, all right, have some milk. Come on over. You want some cheese, too? And then when the SWAT teams come, they shove the Amish down, they stand around. It's all for the jury to see this. Like, look, we're dressed up in uniforms, and look at the Amish man. He's the bad man because we just shoved him down on the ground. Amish guy's like in a straw hat. Oh, get out on the ground, boy. It's all like the make-believe. If they dress up in black uniforms and put their neck on our, you know, their foot on our neck, it means we're bad. It is total mental illness in mass by these people, and they're not stopping. They're accelerating. And the reports are now just pouring in from people I know. I mean, you'll have a fair. And they won't tell you that you're supposed to be part of the premises ID, not under law, but under the policy of the fair. And they'll find out who, under a government stunt they pulled nationwide, people listening will know about this in your area. This is a stunt, a psyop. They will give the award for the woman with a sheep, you know, the teenager with a sheep or a pig or a cow, to someone that doesn't even really deserve it by checking, oh, are you under premises animal ID? Even though there's no law. They'll say it's the policy of that. They'll let you win and then revoke it on the stage and have you cry in front of the whole fair to go, oh, I better get premises ID, animal ID that waives all your rights. I mean, it's all psych warfare. Everything is a total warfare against us, a total criminal warfare, a total criminal warfare. totally evil, drug dealing. The government runs the child kidnapping rings. Look that up. Chicago Tribune. The government runs the cocaine, the heroin, the Prozac, the Ritalin, all of it on your kids. It is a group of pure crystalline evil. On the top. Below it is a bunch of idiots on power trips. And all I want to say is, God help us, because they're coming and they're about to bring the whole country down and they're going to collectivize everything. And a lot of people will know it's evil, but they'll still go along with it to work in the system to survive. I cannot describe to you the hellishness of these people. They're so criminal. See, because being criminal means you don't care about other people. You don't value not cheating somebody. So you'll even cheat yourself. That's why out of 420-something reactors, 91% of them are leaking now. Out in California and other areas, when they leak now and the alarms go off, they turn the alarms off and then disable them. Yeah, the alarm is going off all the time for radiation leaks. You know what? We got a federal waiver. We're just going to turn those alarms off. Didn't let the troops use DU until 1991. Now they're using them in local shooting ranges that the government uses. So what if it's a death sentence to those that use it? Kill them 20 years down the road. The criminals don't even care about themselves. So what if fuel ponds all over the country are malfunctioning and leaking and starting to catch on fire sometimes? So what? Let it catch on fire. Let it blow up. Let radiation. So what? We're just criminals. We don't care. We're tough. We like it. And really, they're just unorganized, undisciplined scum who could care less about anybody or the future and who live horrible, degenerate lives, and their families are all messes. I mean, these globalists are just unbelievable. And we're even worse because we sit here and we bow down to them. We sit here and we go along with everything they do instead of collectively realizing the government's an enemy now and the people that run it are the occupiers of the country. Look at this article right here. Yale professor Fukushima will threaten humanity for thousands of years. And it goes on. A Yale professor is cautioning the world to wake up from its nuclear slumber and face the severity of the Fukushima radiation crisis, warning that all of the humanity will be threatened for thousands of years if Fukushima Unit 4 pool is not kept cool. The disturbing statements act as a voice of reality when it comes to the depth of Fukushima disaster, an event that world governments have relentlessly attempted to downplay while silently shutting down radiation counters and raising acceptable levels of radiation in the food supply. That's what I mean. This is madness. These people are the infection of degeneracy. I'm going to get into the other news now. I briefly want to tell you that you can see this open bottle. I've been taking it twice a day. The nascent nuclear iodine. It's non-radioactive. It's called nuclear. Atomic iodine is the proper name because the nuclei, because the atoms, it is pure, real, elemental iodine. And you can get it. It's reportedly just the best for the thyroid, overall blood function, energy, just all of it. The body, this is so essential. So you need this, so they take it out of the salt and put fluoride in the water, which is the bad fluoride that fills up the thyroid. I mean, it's just amazing. And it's on record as something that detoxes and binds to fluoride. It just does so many other things. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139 and see a short video breaking it down there on the site. An excellent news report, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we're going to come out with a whole line of whatever the very best quality, best source is. Got a whole line of stuff I haven't announced yet that's being developed. Whatever the best is that I personally use, that my family uses, that we get great results with, is what we're going to be bringing you at InfoWarsLife.com. And the great win-win-win about that is we will then fund our own operations in the InfoWar and our free speech and getting the word out through the free market. So it's a beautiful thing when you shop with the good guys at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. It has links to it as well. We have the Modifylon seaweed that also uploads the truly elemental or atomic iodine. It has it as well. Modifylon seaweed is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we've got the other sponsors that also make the broadcast possible, like Simply Safe. There's some real scum in the alarm industry. You know that. You need to protect your home and do it right. Don't ever sign a contract for a freebie alarm again. Give the best home security in America and save thousands with my friends at Simply Safe. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees. You get 24/7 protection for less than $15 a month. This is the equivalent of like Vonage 15 years ago compared to regular landlines. It's just such a good deal. Get my special discount plus the keychain remote, a $25 gift free. Visit Get, G-E-T, it's one word, GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com today. Start saving money and get a great security system. Let's move forward here to Supernatural Silver. Superbugs are winning the battle, everybody knows, against disease, but we can win the war with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a safe and effective means of fighting pathogens where antibiotics and other drugs fail. Supernatural Silver can protect us from a wider range of attacks by defeating the root of these problems, bacteria, viruses, and mold. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com for more information on how to protect you and your loved ones. They are simply the best silver product out there, in my view, from my research. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code AlexSays for 20% off. AlexSays at SupernaturalSilver.com. And it is the sponsors and the products that we sell that make the entire broadcast and transmission possible. So thank you all for your support. And thank you for spreading the word about the broadcast and, even more importantly, your prayers. We need your prayers now more than ever. We have approached the Zeitgeist over the years, and I've laid a hand on it many times and had Zeitgeist-level events worldwide via this operation. But now we are in the Zeitgeist every day. And whereas it's very effective at waking up the world and defending humanity, my prime mission, my prime goal, my life, my family, my wife, all of it, we all understand the main goal is not let these criminals fully destroy everything. Individually, we defend ourselves and want to stay safe, but we have no future if we don't take action. And you know, being on the outside of this, folks, we need you to take action and be on the inside of it and be part of the big fight. We need your prayers, and we need you to take action and realize just how evil the system is. And there's a giant awakening happening. That's why Geraldo, off air, but also on air, as you just heard, pretty much apologized to me and said, I used to think you were extreme. But now, you know, it looks like it's worse than you said. And that's what I'm telling people. This stuff, I'm not up here saying all these scary things to be sensational. I'm saying these scary things because they're true. And the scary thing is going to happen whether we admit it or not. Might as well do something about it. And I think about how arrogant and aggressive and predatory the federal government is and these corporations and the stuff I've seen them do and how they treat people. These are people that get off on hurting innocent folks. This weekend we were up here working on Saturday night and they were airing a Unabomber special. And it was rebroadcasting at like 11 o'clock at night before I left here. We were working on Obama deception. And they were like, yeah, Kaczynski kept saying, I'm not insane. I'm not insane. I don't want to see any psychiatrist. And that the FBI said he thought that they would try to put him under mind control. Folks, Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, is on record to be a long-term volunteer subject of MKUltra. And evidence is clear it was then part of a super-secret government program of sheep dipped, or people that basically changed their identity for a time, and that he then left some type of super secret operation. By the way, this all came out. We just don't know the details. It came out in the LA Times and other papers during his trial. You can look that up, and how he had these super mathematical codes that were above stuff the Russians used. Kaczynski is smart, now in a supermax torture center. But do you think he really came up with all that? No, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know exactly what happened with Theodore Kaczynski, but we know. You look at his eyes when he drove out, when they got him at his cabin, and you look at the eyes and the way he looks knowingly at that camera. Kaczynski, as an academic, was let in on the big plan. And, you know, he said the robots and the computers are going to take over and wreck everything, and humans are going to merge with machines, and this is horrible, the end of humanity. I've got to bomb a bunch of people over a long period of time just to get the attention to put this manifesto out. And I'm not defending what he did, folks, but imagine the focus for more than a decade to quietly live in a shack, to do something like that, to just try to be able to get enough attention as his publicity stunt to finally put that manifesto out. And I'm going to warn everybody that works for the system. You're not stupid, and you know why you've been put in place. They've done psychological tests on you. They've hired you because you're either follow orders mindlessly, or you're really stupid, or you're a psychopath or sociopath. And even a psychopath ought to be smart enough to know the end game of this thing coming to fruition is not going to be good for anybody. It is going to be very destructive, and the establishment itself is probably never going to make it out of this if they actually implement this. You don't come back from this. This system they set up really is a great work of evil. It is a satanic art piece. And this planet, burnt out and destroyed, will be Satan's greatest masterwork if we let Satan do that. And even if you don't believe in Satan, I will assure you the dark entity exists and wants to kill you and your entire line.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, I want to hit a few final stories that are big that I haven't gotten to. I'll probably do a news alert tonight on the news or after the news at 7 o'clock tonight. So keep the show down to 30 minutes now to be disciplined, but I may be doing a news alert. In fact, I think I'm going to do it after the news tonight, probably live, to get into all this other stuff I haven't covered yet. it just keeps hitting me, the desperateness of this and the immediacy of we've been absolutely right and then some. We have the worst people in history running society, and they're so dangerous, they're so evil, they want to hurt poor people, they want to abort babies, they're actively evil. And I just cannot impress on people how much danger we're in. And I see the awakening happening, but it's not big enough, it's not fast enough. I just wish people knew what I knew, because I'm getting up here saying, you know, these are pure evil. They are pure evil. It's almost just so petty to even have half measures. I don't know what we do to stop them. I talked about in the first hour today, retransmissions coming up when the live show ends. It was very important. It took me an hour to break it down, but in there is the essence of how we're going to beat them. We really are occupied by people that carry out warfare as an economy, who are against humanity, fundamentally, consciously, and write books and white papers saying it. And I don't want to just become acclimated and used to this, where I go along with it, where I adapt to the tyranny. Because that's what a globalist famously told me. The head of a major U.S. bank who I happened to be on first class flight with, going to be on The View. And he told me some of the stuff off record. So what's off record stays off record. And he said, Alex, humans will adapt to whatever we do. And he was talking like he was a space alien, because they are alien to us. And he said, people are going to go along with whatever we want to do. We're going to nationalize the economy through the crises. We're going to take it over. And the public is too dumb to even understand it. That's why we deserve to be in control. And be lucky. Lucky we're in charge. And the plane landed, he got up with his perfectly done hair and his perfect suit, got his perfect black trench coat, and just looked at me and just laughed. He's part of the ruling class. He was visiting his dad, who's a retired general and really old, in San Antonio. Air Force General. And he's sitting there looking at me, and he goes, yeah, I know who you are. He goes, you're not going to stop us. He goes, I'll tell you something off record. Because, you know, they know I'm ever say something that's off record, on record, it'll not give me info. I said, sure. He just sat there and just tried to demoralize me. You're not going to stop nothing. It's like when I had Thomas Barnett, the big Army psych warfare chief. He was teaching at the Army War College at the time. I saw him on C-SPAN. Say, we work for the New World Order, we work for foreign banks, we're taking over, nothing will stop us. So I called him to get him on as a guest. This was like 12 years ago, or 11 years ago. He didn't know who I was. Then he figured it out, and I called him that day because he said, no, I'm not coming on to the board operator. So I called him up during the break, and I said, please, sir, come on. He goes, no way I'm coming on your show. I know who you are now. And I went, well, listen, I know you want to push a new world government, but we're going to beat you. And he goes, you're not going to beat us. You're never going to beat us. He goes, you're going to fail. And they started laughing at me. I mean, it's just like they're out in the open. Nothing will stop us. No, they're taking it over. I mean, it's just like, whoa. And I remember him just going, hanging that phone up. I mean, these guys are just, I mean, villainous, man. Villains. Killing like a villain. And we all just see them in a uniform and just bow. So they're all going to wear uniforms now. Every bureaucrat, every one of them. Hell is being released. It just came in on the truck. The October issue with Halloween masks to expose Obamacare at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it. Get involved in the InfoWar today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.